something you could dig up to go fishing with.
Something is you would what?
Dig up to go fishing with.
We don't do it here, but you dig up worms, I guess. Freshwater fishing.
What kind of worms are
there? No, I don't know. Fishing? Just this earthworm and all in Idaho, they catch these things that long, they call night crawlers, they use for bait. They come out at night.
What would you call a small fish you could use for bait?
Mullet.
Okay.
That's a species. That's what they use around here.
A hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Where do they stay? On land or water or what?
They stay in water as a rule. We have two different kinds here, soft shell turtle and there's three different kinds. They're just turtles to me.
Do you ever hear call a cooter?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Well, they just call them cooters instead of turtles.
And a kind of an insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light.
There's 100 different kinds of those.
This looks kind of like a butterfly.
Moth.
Okay, several of those would be several.
Moth.
And what's an insect that bites you and makes you itch?
A mosquito.
Okay. But a tiny red insect that gets on your skin.
Red bug, chigger.
Which would you probably call it?
Red bug or hot red.
And an insect that has a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
And what's an insect that's got a long, thin body and two pairs of real shiny wings? And some people say that it eats mosquitoes.
Oh, dragonfly? What do we call them? And I've had them called mosquito catchers and the dragonfly, though, I don't know.
What kinds of insects sting you?
Oh, the bees, yellow jackets, wasps.
You call that a, what's the last thing you mentioned?
Wasp.
What's something that builds a nest like this?
That's a hornet. We don't have any hornets around here.
Where does a yellow jacket build a nest?
Oh, under, maybe, if this was outside, it's under that, where it's be protected from the rain.
What builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
They dabble.
Do they sting?
I've never had one sting me, no, but they haven't put it on a sting. I imagine they could, but they won't bother you.
And something that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Any other name for them?
No.
What about hopper grass?
Well, I've heard them called that.
And if you hadn't cleaned the room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a stretched across the corner.
You might find what?
What would you find if you hadn't cleaned the room in a while?
A spider web.
Would you call it a spider web, whether it's inside or out?
Mm-hmm.
And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called?
Roots. Hmm? Roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes. Not around here, I haven't, but sassafras root. But there's no sassafras here that I know of.
What was sassafras root used for?
They made a tea out of it, I understand.